Greetings. This is N2OIQ with the Black Revised Service Map. My name is Dan. This is each held every evening at 9 p.m. and repeated on the Black. And this is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Black Boomville Amateur Club Repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville and Jackson Hill. This is informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has party all times, they can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic out at this time? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations with to check in? Please call now. Are there any echo links out there with to check in? Please call now. This is N2OIQ, net control for the Black Revised Service Map. We will take all regular members and guests. Please call now.
KA2VLA.
Good evening. Okay, recognizing KA2VLA. Any other stations at this time?
KD2AIT, good evening.
KD2AIT. Good evening. Any other stations? Well, okay, we'll go back to the top of the list. KA2VLA, good evening, Clint. How's everything with you this evening?
N2OIQ, good evening, Dan. This is KA2VLA. Well, we enjoyed the winter return. Not much snow, but the temperature is, I don't think we went over 25 degrees here all day today with about 20 mile an hour winds. I made two trips to the coffee shop and to the store and the rest of it sat in the barker lounger. So that's the way the day went. We'll say 73 N2OIQ. This is KA2VLA. Be clear and listen out.
Okay, very good, Pat. I knew we reported this evening. Yeah, it was a really windy day out there. A lot of sun, but it wasn't too warm. That's for sure. It wasn't too warm. And but I guess starting tomorrow, things are supposed to get better. Temperature is supposed to get up in the 40s, and nighttime is supposed to get down the 20s. But that'll be good for Sigurn. Finish up Sigurn. This may be the last week, maybe. The way it looks, anyways. But maybe things will change. But anyways, yeah, we got about 26 degrees at the present time, and I think that wind has kind of died down a little bit, but anyways, that was really a breezy day there for sure. Okay, thanks, Tom, for checking in this evening. Well, okay, would you go to KD2AIT? Good evening, Jeff. How's everything with you this evening?
Well, good evening, Dan, and good evening, Clint, and this is KD2AIT. I'd like to say I was reading the outdoor news there. My dad told me to look at one of the pictures in there, and there was a picture in there of Clint with he had a buck strung up there, and it was 1946. Joni must have sent it in there. I believe it said she sent it in, and it was a neat thing to stumble across in that paper, so anyway, and also to Clint, I'm going to drive up there to camp tomorrow and just take a look and see how the condition of the road is. I'd like to try to get up there this weekend, but I'll have to go up there and see what's going on. For myself today, I just had to work pretty much for the most part, and stopped over there and visited WA2OFK for a little bit, and then back to work. So tomorrow I got to do some work, and then I got some running around and errands to do, so I thought sometime in the midst of all that, I would stop up at camp and take a look around. So that's about it. N2OIQ, this is KD2AIT. We'll be clear and listening.
Okay, very good, Jeff. You spoke there this evening, and sounds like you're doing all okay there for sure. Yeah, it's been pretty busy around here for me. Something going on every night, and one of these days I'll slow down, maybe, hopefully. But anyways, this coming weekend we got our Farmer's Banquet, so that'll be a lot of fun. The regular members there, and Carrie's there and guest, and it'll be a good evening for sure. So, okay, very good, Jeff. Thanks a lot for checking in the scene. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, net control for the Blackberry service net. Looking for you for the check-ins.
N2OIQ, this is WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, RUQ. Hi, John, how you doing this evening? How is things down in your neck of the woods?
Hey, Dan, going well. Here in the Hudson Valley, we're currently 38 degrees. We hit a high of 50 today. It was cool most of the morning, cool, and low 40s, and the wind chill was kind of cold. And then this afternoon, it let up, and temperature climbed to around a max of 50 around 4 o'clock. So warm weather is clearly on its way. And, by the way, to Uncle Clint, I saw the picture in there. I let Jeff know the other day in the magazine Joni sent in with that buckhead hanging in front of Earl's house there. So nice looking deer. And other than that, Dan, everything's pretty quiet. I've been busy all day. I got a presentation I have to do next week to my professional society, so I'm getting the finishing touches to that and have that ready to go. And that's about it. Just taking it easy this evening. So back to you, Dan. WB2R.
Okay, very good, John. Very good. Nice hearing your voice there for sure. And I'm glad everything's going good down there. Yeah, it looks like you got better temperatures down there than we got up here. But it's going to get better here as time goes on, starting tomorrow and right to temperatures supposed to stay in their 40s and 50s during the day, and overnight it's supposed to be in the 30s, maybe a bit colder than that at some nights, but anyways, things are looking up here for sure. We got hopefully something happens here. Boy, it does, snow's going fast, so holy smokes, we got a lot of grass here now, and where it's piled up from plowing and stuff, it'll take a while to get rid of that, but yeah, I hope the mud dries up. It's pretty sloppy, so. Okay, very good, John. Talk to you later. Have a good evening. This is N2OIQ. Any other check-ins for the net this evening? Or any comments or any queries?
Jeff, where was that picture and what magazine?
It's called the Outdoor News. There, so paper. I think it comes every week or every other week. My father there got me a subscription for a Christmas present. I got it saved here. I can show it to you.
Okay, I'll take a peek at it. I think I get that magazine. Mark sends me one.
Well, that would make sense. It said Joni sent it in, so I was gonna take it down to camp and leave it hanging down there to see if anybody recognized you.
Good idea. Of course, I'd be younger in those days.
Roger that. The kids were shocked. They didn't. They didn't believe it was you. KD2AIT, Claire.
Hey, Jeff, does have a 1949. I think that you said it was in the '40s, didn't you?
Roger, it was 1946.
Oh, that was before my days. I bet that was a really good picture for sure. Okay, this is N2OIQ, now closing the Black Rose service net. Return repeater to other AMGUs. Have a good evening, everyone, and I'll be darned. That sounds good. Talk to you later.
Yeah, KA2VLA, WB2RUQ.
Yeah, John, go ahead.
That weekly, comes out every 2 weeks, the Outdoor Journal. I forget its official title, but I know it has outdoor in it. And it's like if you go all the way toward the end, it's probably like the third page in. And you've got this buck, you've got your suit, you got shirt and tie on for sure. And it looks like it's hanging out in front of Earl's house there. So, nice looking deer. I spotted that right off the bat when I was going through the paper.
I shot a black bear in 46 and a 13-point buck. I had a good year.
Yeah, I've heard that story of that black bear. Yeah, that's I tell you, it was a nice looking buck you had hanging there. After they shot up the North Lake, it says, in the Atwell, and good photo. And Joni did a nice job putting the data together. WBTRUQ.
KD2AIT. It's called Outdoor News. It's the April 5th edition.
Roger.
All right, WB2RUQ, I will be clearing off.
Final call. With nothing being heard, this is N280V. I'll be clearing QFY 73 to all who may be listening.